Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
Welcome to the Valentine's episode where we force our significant others on the podcast.
And we did force them.
Welcome back, Shane.
Hello.
And Corey.
Thanks.
But what we're doing today, everyone, is we are going to be... Wow, no foreplay, huh?
None. We're diving right in.
Wow.
We just spit on him real quick. And now we're ready to go. I'm sorry. I apologize. Mom!
Oh, we're going to apologize to our parents. Actually, if you're any relation to us...
Get out. Stop watching.
Stop watching this. This is not for you. Not for you at all. So,
wait, did you guys write dirty things on yours?
No.
Oh,
There were just dirty questions.
Look at his answers, you filthy. You've been trying to cheat since we started this.
I'm a cheater.
Oh.
Oh, not on you. Love you so much.
Jesus.
I'm just saying, on tests, it's my favorite thing to do. I just think it's fun. Not, I'm in
you
college.
Can't say that.
Sorry. There's no way to cheat in college, but Jerry used to help me cheat. We talked about this before on the podcast.
I'm sorry. There's no way to cheat in college? I went to college 3 times. Like, you could cheat.
Oh, I really haven't found a way. I won't, because I appreciate it.
When you're
that.
Working from home, I guess it's kind of hard to cheat.
Yeah, it's not as easy. Yeah.
It really is very difficult. But...
So, what we're doing today is we're doing the newlywed game. Which honestly was one of the hardest things to plan because there's so many moving pieces when there's no host. So
I didn't even think about that.
Just trying to ask everyone the questions.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. Okay. So who do we want to start first? Do we want the guys to be the first answerers?
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, your first question to answer is, what is your significant other's favorite feature of yours? So what is your favorite feature of mine? What is your favorite feature of Sears?
Corey, go first.
My favorite feature of hers.
Yes.
I think her smile.
Oh,
what'd you
write? Close my face. He always says my face is his favorite part.
Uh-oh.
Why?
What would you say?
Your humor.
Oh. So not my ass.
Oh, that was my second one. I was trying to keep it like kind of PG, but. No, that's yeah.
Oops. Okay, you guys got
love your
good answer.
You guys have a point.
I love your humor and
Sorry.
Your good ass.
All right, listen, if we're getting that real, then I'll answer real.
Did you not answer real?
I answered pretty real, yeah.
Okay.
Next question.
So the question
we have to answer this one?
Yep. what would your significant other say your signature scent is? So, I would like your signature scent to be that Target room spray I just bought.
Well, what is that Target room spray that you just bought? What is
it's
the scent?
It's like cedar and something.
What is cedar?
It's wood. Did you write wood?
I like a man that smells like wood.
I do. I like a wood, woody man.
I like the way your wood smells.
No.
Okay.
I would say beer and steaks.
Wow. Beer and steaks?
The type of deodorant that I use. Right Guard Fresh Blast. Wait,
what do you use?
Right Guard Fresh Blast. Right Guard Fresh Extreme. Fresh Blast.
No nice. Sponsor. Fresh Blast.
No sponsorship.
I think we're tied in points, though.
Oh, 1-1?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Okay. What grooming product could your significant other live without?
I'm going to let Shane
cut
the cake on this one.
Lipstick.
Is that a grooming product?
No, I guess not.
You guys, do you want to give him another chance?
I'm going to give him another chance because right, I'm still thinking.
Honesty, I love it. Grooming product.
He's like, bitch never showers, so she can do without all of it.
This is hard.
Pick something.
5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A comb.
Do you not think I brush my hair?
That's a brush. It's different than a comb.
I said a razor. I never shave.
That's the one thing I could never. Listen,
I just need to go with my gut because that's immediately what popped into my head.
Are you afraid you're
going to
embarrass me?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'll embarrass myself. All right.
We literally went viral because of her pubes. So. Yeah. All right. Grooming product I could live without.
The only thing I can think of is your face masks that freak me out when you wear them at night. And like I walk into a room, she doesn't warn me.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's got like a white face and just staring at it. And it's. Yeah, it's pretty scary.
They are off-putting. I said a brush.
And she, like, just plays it off like it's nothing.
Do you guys want to get married?
No. No, thanks.
Okay. I do. I'm sorry. I said a brush. I just
cut my
hair.
Oh, my God. Are you going to propose here on the podcast?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, my God. What the fuck if?
That would be really... I would be...
Where would your significant other say is the craziest place you've ever done the deed?
Oh, I have to answer this one. You wrote it down?
If you are related to us,
shut it off.
Please stop watching.
I didn't get super specific.
I didn't. I wasn't super specific either.
So you didn't say we were in the woods. You just said the woods.
Oh, wait, I'm trying to remember. I would say. Oh.
She doesn't live there anymore.
This was Jerry's.
I hope
question,
I'm still your favorite.
Jerry wrote these questions.
Okay, let me see.
I looked craziest them up from the internet.
I have to be honest when I say that we don't get too wild.
Oh, okay, us either.
In the woods? There are fucking daddy long legs. I don't like what
did
I
a spider. I feel like a spider crawled on us one time.
There was one daddy long legs.
I will say, there's no better place than in a warm house.
We like to keep it conventional.
The rest of the family was in the warm house.
Oh, well.
Stop.
Sorry.
All right, let me see. I'm going to say in the shower? Or on... All right, go ahead.
No, what were you going
to
say?
He wrote it in 12-point font, so no one's going to be able to see it anyway.
On the calendar. We did.
Hey, you flipped your
You guys don't tell him what I just did. I forgot.
That was so fun. It doesn't matter. That was a point for us. You did not get a point.
That's okay.
We are what?
I forgot.
I feel like it's a half point.
For who?
Her, because they said she...
No, I said in the shower. That's not a half point.
But no, I thought you said or...
I said or on the... I started to.
Yeah, that's... But...
It's fine.
That was like you thinking razor,
but you
didn't say it.
You guys are up one.
I didn't know this was a competition. We got a fucking bullet together.
We're not keeping score. Will you guys tell us who won?
Yeah.
If your spouse could be any age, what would they be? What age would you be? Oh. So not 35?
Why would I be 35?
He's not even 35 now.
Because, like, in 6 years, I feel like a lot of stuff will be figured out.
That's...
You want to start all this over. You want to go back in time. Couldn't
what
be
me. What would you say?
I had an answer for you, but if you could... So is the question more like...
What age would you want to be?
She's like, shut up and answer.
Pick an answer. 38. I said 27.
Yeah. You know what? That was my second answer.
I know. I was like, he wouldn't want to change his age.
I always say that age isn't significant to me. People freak out about turning 30.
Numbers aren't real.
I really couldn't give a shit less.
What was your first impression of your significant other? I thought you were a douchebag. A douchebag.
Oh, I thought
a douche and a bag, or
he was an asshole.
No. Do we get that? Yeah. Do we get a point for that?
I'd say.
Yeah.
It was a negative term.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think good things.
No, you
I'll
did
give
not.
You a point. You've 500 points to you guys.
I didn't think good things because he was like trying to date everyone else of all of my friends.
That's actually true.
Yeah.
I was there for that.
He tried to date her. No, I'm kidding.
He was my first.
No. Nope.
What?
Nope. Nope. Sure
oh
wasn't.
God. We're proposing to you guys.
Turns out.
You love us? I'm not surprised.
Oh, good.
Okay. What was my first impression when I saw you? You that he is a child.
Oh my gosh.
It's I was a child. We lived in the same neighborhood when we were
like neighborhood.
We were 3 years apart when I was like five and she was like eight.
And I was always
that's how math works.
Yeah. Here's a funny story. I had a crush on his older brother because when
they all
you're
look
younger,
alike, to be fair.
Listen, and when you're younger, I feel like age gaps. I was like, yeah. He is a child.
Yeah,
and now you're like me. I'm like. Mm?
Have my child.
I want him to have my... I actually asked him if he would have my babies.
Aw.
And you
but
said...
But you won't propose here?
I will propose.
Okay, Corey.
I already told you, I'd marry you.
So
what clothing does your significant other wear that looks best on her?
Oh, okay. I forgot what I said.
Oh, are we getting real?
Oh!
I think
we've been real.
You get more points when
nothing.
You're real.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Dude, that was literally you took my answer.
Really?
I said nothing.
Damn it! I wrote in your T-shirts.
Oh.
Oh no! Yeah, that's that would prove that would be a close second.
You like Sierra in his T-shirt?
No, I like.
I appreciate
you like
it.
You like
she's like he's like Corey's well I t-shirts. Like her with nothing on and then I do like her in your t-shirt bro.
So if you could leave exactly what you're wearing right now, I'm gonna tell her to pretend to be you as soon as
you're
done.
Could you actually put on his t-shirt right now?
What would your significant other say is your most irritating quality?
Who's answering this again? I'm sorry, I'm so confused.
So you guys are answering what our shit quality is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I wrote that.
Your most irritating quality. I have two that I don't know.
Yeah, I was debating between
and
two to
just
write down.
Sounds that come out of your body.
Make you
yep.
Upset.
I don't care.
His is sounds too. I hope.
I don't know which one you pick. I don't like that you take a position like you're going to launch yourself into the sky when you fart.
I love that answer.
Oh, hold on. I forgot to throw this away because my farting habits.
Dude, what?
So listen.
You guys have known each other for way too long.
We've been together for 10 years.
10 years. We just hit 10 years of mm-hmm. like 10 years ago
yeah.
was the
you
first night
three
that we
years is a long time
spent.
Until like we about like you guessed a farting habit.
Well, so
it was between two.
What was the other one?
Your mouth noises.
Yep, my chewing is what I was going to write. But my farting habits, so when I fart, I lift off my legs.
Yes.
So like, but no, here's my.
He'll just take like a big sidestep, just like a kickstand.
Innocent sounding explanation.
So you know the squatty potty, right?
I do. I want so, one of those for my upstairs bathroom.
I'll make.
Toilet sits too high.
I'll make you one. But like,
you can make one.
Yeah, it's just essentially a bench for your feet.
Yep.
But
oh, I like that.
Yeah. So, but like, what that does is lift your feet, lifts your
momentum.
Oh wait, I have to answer the question still.
Oh yeah.
Irritating. You snore and take up a lot of the bed.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. Said, oh, what our argument on our way here was.
No!
My lack of enthusiasm.
I feel like you're just like a chill dude, though.
He's almost too chill sometimes. I'm like an Energizer bunny sometimes. I need some excitement.
I saw a tweet the other day that was like,
you're
why?
On Twitter?
No, it was on Reddit. It was a picture of a tweet. But it was like, why do the like introverts always date the people that are crazy? And it was like, I need somebody to tell the waiter that I ordered the steak and they gave me the wrong thing because I'm not going to do it.
Listen, we are very opposites attract over here.
But I was going to say, Sierra is more introverted than Corey is.
I am, except that like he's just like stoner chill and sometimes I get like...
Which is completely not me. It's weird how I come across as that.
Isn't it weird that like literally everything's made up? And he just looked at me and goes, don't.
Dude,
don't.
We could really get into this.
Everything's made up.
Stop.
Words are made up. Words aren't real. The fact that you can understand right now is amazing.
It is. Oh, my son came up to me and he was like,
that's a real stoner. I could get into it. That's why I have so many stoner friends. But I don't have to do that. Okay. I mostly just don't like the way it makes me feel.
Do you want to talk more about it?
Kind of.
Okay. Well, hold on. Can I say something? That you know that video games or lights in video games actually use electricity?
What?
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 Sorry, wait, mm-hmm. What?
Wait,
so, like, lights in video games actually use electricity to light up.
These girls hate that we're talking about this right now.
No, but think about it. Like, in a video game...
Technically, you're electricity.
Get out of here. Stop it. In a video game...
You want to get technical?
You power
chain takeover podcast.
Yeah, you power the video game. You power it up. There's electricity going into it. You play the video game, the code, everything. Power...
I can't wait till this next question, by the way. I just want you to know what my answer is.
But power makes that code work. Okay. And the code is telling this particular object, a light,
to light up.
Yeah. Again, Reddit. Thank you, Reddit. We did take over. Sorry.
I like that a lot, dude, because it's like, what's the difference between that and
oh my gosh, you know what I just realized?
No one cares.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Nuuly with our audience, because Nuuly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in, but are like going to make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing, mm-hmm. because a lot of places may not have options for everyone. And this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus, the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me. But there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Nuuly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code TANGENTS20.
Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code TANGENTS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's with code TANGENTS20.
Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them or afford them?
Try Talkspace.
By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Honestly, a lot of times you make that appointment at your appointment you already have. I don't know when I'm going to schedule my breakdown. I don't know when I'm going to need to talk to somebody. And with Talkspace, it's so nice because you can send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session.
Talkspace therapists can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. And it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, so much more.
Plus, therapy can help you find the tools to cope in difficult times and just be a guiding light. So like maybe you're not going through something really intense, but you just have like, I don't know, a work issue or something going on with a friend of yours that you just need an outsider's perspective. And Talkspace is amazing for that.
They also are in network with most major insurers. So check in on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got it.
Plus, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off of your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/tangents, promo code SPACE80.
Ladies and Tangents is sponsored by Claritin. Luckily for those that live with symptoms of allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better.
This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease.
I will tell you, it's so funny because in my household, Corey recently was like, I think I'm getting a cold. I'm getting a cold. I'm getting another cold. I'm like, hey, babe, I think you have allergies. I think maybe you just need to pop one of these pills. And guess what? All of his symptoms went away. I'm like, I don't think it's a virus. I think it's just weeds.
And I also know that whenever I go to Sierra's house, my allergies kick into place because of a certain pet.
So true.
And thankfully, I'm able to enjoy all my time there. Now, just after I take a little Claritin D, clears me right up. All my symptoms are just like, what cat?
Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes.
Get non-drowsy relief for allergy symptoms with Claritin D. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful release is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter.
Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription.
Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Spring vibes are in the air, and when you bring in some of the beautiful flowers that are blooming around your house, you probably want to smell them and not your litter box.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Pretty Litter, you can.
Seriously, nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. And I'm serious when I say that the whatever magic is in those crystals, I cannot smell anytime. My cat will literally poop right next to me, and I don't realize that she did it until I hear her litter box start going.
It's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
Pretty Litter's crystals also change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and so much more.
Which is super helpful since cats can't talk, and that's important information to have.
So true.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. I know, because whenever I go over to Sierra's, it's there.
Always have some. Seriously. But it's so nice because I don't have to change it as much as normal, but I still have some on deck then whenever I do need it.
And you won't run out and you don't have to go to the store and carry around a giant thing of litter. Go to prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy.
That's prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy.
prettylitter.com/tangents. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What is the most important thing to you when it comes to menstrual care?
I would say probably not having to worry about leaking, going about my day, and not worrying about having to run to the bathroom when you feel that, oh, what's going on?
I think I'd agree.
Yeah.
And that's why we're excited to tell you about Flex.
If you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, you've got to try Flex.
There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body.
It's not a cup and it's better than a tampon. It's unlike any period product you've ever seen before. One Flex Disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and it holds as much flow as 3 super tampons.
Plus, you can wear it for mess-free period sex.
Yes, my white sheets love that for me.
Flex Discs also create 60% less waste compared to pads and tampons, so they are planet friendly.
And if you want to go with zero waste and have the planet love you even more, you can pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number one.
The patented pull tab makes Flex the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. It's so easy, you already know how to use it, and you won't lose it.
Yes, which is very important. It's also disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. So when I say like this is easier to use than tampons, I really truly believe that.
Well, this beginner is grateful for that.
Yes. It's also velvety soft and completely body safe, and it lasts for years.
So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/tangents and use code tangents for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits.
Or 10% off your first Flex Cup. Plus, you get free U.S. shipping. That's code TANGENTS at flex, F-L-E-X, fits.com/tangents.
What is one item of yours that your significant other would like to get rid of? So what item of yours would I want to get rid of? There's no way you're going to get this. If you get this, I'll be shocked. Do you have an answer, Corey?
Yeah, Corey, go.
An item of yours. Of mine.
That I
my
would
Xbox.
His Xbox!
Which goes perfectly with everything that was just happening.
That's why I was like, you need to see my answer for this.
My slippers? I don't know.
Oh my god, I almost wrote your slippers. You got a really stupid Coca-Cola hat.
Oh, yeah.
Coca-Cola.
He went shopping and came out and he's like, I got a new hat. And I'm like, that hat fucking sucks.
It was like 2 hats for like $7. And
but
I was
still
like,
couldn't pass it up.
No, I needed more hats.
And I was like, that's such a cool hat. Please never wear it.
Noted.
I mean, I love that hat.
Noted.
That's why you can't find it. Okay.
Shane, what is that hat that you're wearing right now?
This young wonderful lady got me.
Okay.
That's what he calls me. It's his pet name. He just screams young, wonderful lady around the house.
Young, wonderful lady! But she got it for me for Christmas because I needed something to wear in the shop. Because I don't
You've
have...
never seen anything like it.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of hair, but whenever I'm in the shop, there's a bunch of sawdust, and it is crappy to get that out of your head, especially when
you don't have a lot of hair.
You
don't have
hair
to get it out of.
No, but it's a little bit of hair. So, like, it catches, and it's just, like, it's annoying, yeah.
I was wondering, it looks like... You kind of look like a cartoon character.
Good thing I got you two.
I mean, like when I try
to have one,
if you want to wear one, yeah. It's kind of like this color.
Right. Nope, that's not the color of it at all.
It's like a little greener than that.
Anyways, we found out the shape is colorblind. It's weird.
What would your significant other request as their last meal?
Oh, I have to answer this?
Yes.
Yeah. What would his?
You don't have to answer what Shane's last meal is. Your last meal would be crab legs.
I wrote crab legs and steak.
Oh. Do you want surf and turf?
I mean, listen.
No,
you just showed
my farting.
My farting habits would be my last meal for sure.
He just like eats ass for his last meal.
Snow crab and steak.
What would be your last meal? My farting habits.
That could not have been a better mistake.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I started. Okay.
Okay.
Corey's would be... Oh, gosh. I don't know. You just...
Oh, my goodness. I thought this would be easy.
Well, there's one meal that you like a lot, but I don't know if that would be your last meal.
What is it?
The salmon and roasted peppers.
Ooh, that's really good.
He's like, I should have thought of that. Dang it.
My all-time favorite meal.
Steak and scallops. I fucking
steak and scallops.
I almost said steak and scallops, but then you always tell me that your favorite meal that I make is that salmon and roasted.
Well, do you make steak and scallops or do I make steak and scallops?
Your significant other yells, "This is my jam!" and pulls you to the dance floor. What song's playing? Or what artist?
Artist?
I want to say, or what artist, and I was just artist.
For you, Boys to Men.
That's a good answer, but wrong. I already know.
Ah!
What is
Beyonce.
It?
Beyonce.
Why would I scream, "This is my jam" to a Boys to Men song? And who plays Boys to Men?
You don't know shit.
I love Boys to Men.
A junior high dance.
Why are we going to those, Shane?
Why would I be
in
30?
Do you even know her in junior high?
No.
You are in third grade.
I am in third grade. I'm not in junior high.
I would scream, "This is my jam," just to slow dance and spin in a circle with you.
Yeah, I didn't think that through.
What would be mine?
Just lost a point.
I think it is Cardi B.
Cardi B! Now, wow.
Anything that goes, which this is one of my biggest pet peeves, her going, I fucking can't stand that shit.
I think there's a pet peeve question coming up, so.
It is, but I didn't put that.
I think it's about my pet peeve.
Yeah, didn't we already answer that?
Okay.
Which that could be my pet peeve, her going, Yeah, that's
I
so
hate that. Okay. You know your significant other is in the mood when they. How do you know when Corey's in the mood?
When he says, "Hey, you want sex?"
What did you write?
I run to the bed.
But do you not also say, "Hey, you want sex?"
Yeah. That's really good.
There is no mystery here.
Or foreplay.
We get straight down to business. On our countertop.
Can I marry your daughter?
Okay. I know you're in the mood when you...
Oh, no. Well, I don't know.
How real did you get?
I don't know where this is going.
I was going to say what I...
Oh, no.
I didn't feel your boner on my back.
Oh. I mean, that's if we're in bed already.
Oh, okay. Oh. You normally would text me.
What do you say?
Oh, straight up tell you.
Me and him are the same time.
Technically, you are straight up when it's on my back.
What do you think about this, girl? What do you think about what you're feeling?
Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, baby, okay. We grind it.
I love that song, and it's also so terrible.
Oh, I know. What's the best way to wake up your significant other? So, how do we want to wake them up? Or how would they want to be woken up?
Can I answer that?
Yeah.
Don't wake him up.
I don't want to be awakened.
I don't want to be awakened.
With my penis on your back.
Excuse me?
I think what she's trying to say is Shane likes some comfort of a penis on his back.
He doesn't like to be woken up with coffee.
You don't have a penis.
That was just,
or does
that
she?
That was sarcasm.
Oh, well, I said... With some hand stuff. Or cinnamon rolls.
Sometimes.
Honestly,
I can
both.
Yeah.
I put the cinnamon roll. You know how I put the cinnamon roll down.
You can put icing on whatever you want to, girl.
It's really weird, but.
Well,
we make it
dude,
work.
I said coffee or. I said coffee and sex, and you said.
Hey, can I tell you a funny story?
Yeah.
Of coffee, in that one time as a server,
Where is this going?
I'll tell you. Hold on. We have to say to a table,
we have to offer them like three drinks. So we would be like, we have Coke products, we have hot coffee. And one time I tried to say that, and I said we had cocky. That's how Ollie says coffee. Cocky? And I was like, we got cocky. And then I was so embarrassed because they started laughing that I just left. I was so much away from the table.
You didn't only fucking order.
Bye. And honestly, fucking leave.
Hey, I gotta go kill myself. But
having known you tried Ollie his whole life, I just want to let you know that.
You have known Ollie his whole life.
Yeah. I have.
And Forrest.
I came and saw him in the hospital.
Oh my God, you've never met Forrest.
Because of COVID.
I know. That's really but you vaccinated sad. Now.
He's vaccinated.
I'm vaccinated. Got both shots, 95%.
Two shots. What haven't you tried with your significant other that you want to?
I have to answer this?
No, oh, no they have to answer what we wrote.
Tried.
Wait.
I don't what? Think you'll ever get this.
How's this? What?
This is... What is something that you haven't tried with your significant other, but you want to?
So that we haven't tried, but I want to.
Yeah.
Wait, that you want to or she wants to?
Yeah, that's what I'm confused
about. That you want to.
That I want to? Butt stuff.
Whatever it is, it better not be butt stuff.
Did he say butt? She said butt stuff? Whatever it is, it better not be butt stuff. Oh my God. That's hilarious.
No!
I feel like we've tried.
If I feel it near my back, I swear to God.
I feel like we've tried just about everything, though, wow, other after, than butt stuff.
By the way, after your answer, mine is going to be weird.
I was just going to say, like, we haven't tried, like, couples massages or anything like that.
My answer is the dead body museum.
That dude, I want to go, though. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
What?
So,
what?
You know, it's like a science museum.
And they okay, so these people donate their
they donate their bodies to science.
And then they like
it's in Cleveland right now.
Yes, we want to go.
It's like a science museum.
They have like people posed, but it's like just their muscular. It's amazing.
Their muscular systems, their nervous systems. It would be cool. We should get tickets and go.
You guys want to go with
and
us?
Then talk.
We'll I'd rather do on. That than butt stuff.
Yeah. Well, then Jerry's coming to you and you can do butt
it's
stuff.
A, it's
your
at
own.
The it's at the Science Center in Cleveland, right on the yeah. way.
Cool.
Yeah. That was definitely a very different answer.
Yeah, for sure.
I was like, we're not gonna talk about sexual stuff, so I'm just gonna go dead body.
Oh wow. Okay. So, next question. What's your significant other's biggest pet peeve? So what do I think your biggest pet peeve is? When people don't use their blinkers.
Oh, that is a good one. That wasn't what I put, but that's a really good one.
Did you write something about me?
No.
Oh.
She was almost so pissed.
I don't think so.
Well, it's time to show your answer, bud.
Oh, maybe. Metal utensils on cookware.
Oh, my God. We got new cookware and he gave me rules.
Yeah.
That would piss me off too. As somebody who
no,
cooks,
I know you haven't. You've been yeah. very good. Thank you.
Now that you gave me rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, wait. So I have to answer for you?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's when I leave dishes out.
Dude. What a great answer. I friggin' hate
it. He
that.
Hates it.
I just had a very general answer. Negativity.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was fired. So deep.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
She tends to get negative.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
It's
and you are just a ray of sunshine.
I'm not negative. I'm not positive.
I am very neutrally charged.
Pretty neutral. Conversation.
What is your significant other's biggest pet peeve?
Wait, mine?
Mm-mm. We have to, yeah,
no,
you
they
guys
have to guess what mine is.
Oh, what yeah. your biggest pet peeve mm-hmm. is?
Mine has changed.
Yours has changed.
Where's
the crayons?
Chewing sounds.
Mouth sounds.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or you yell at me just about, not yell at me, you don't yell at me, but you look at me and I realize the mouth sounds that I'm making just about every dinner, so.
I have misophonia.
Yeah, I understand.
That's not your fault.
What's and a misophonia?
Me
I thought you were a nurse.
I don't think nurses know phobias.
He's an orthopedic nurse.
My profession is undisclosed.
Oh, is it?
I mean, yeah.
It should remain.
So, basically, mouth sounds drive me nuts.
It's when misophonia is like when any sound will literally drive you, your anxiety it up makes so high me that it makes violent. You like, yeah.
Really? And it makes you violent?
Yes. Yeah. It's like not every... But it's not everybody's mouth sounds, but like his mouth sounds, my sister's mouth sounds, Mosby's mouth sounds right now are making me violent. And it's also like, this is weird. I can hear when a TV is on in a different room. Mm-hmm. I can hear when something is plugged in and the connection is not perfect. And I can hear like the hard drive and I can't sleep because the noise is so annoying.
Like, you know how
noises. Really
not all noises.
But yeah, just certain noises. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, she can hear the TV or like electronics being plugged in. I cannot whatsoever. Yeah,
I just have better ears.
Well, I mean, you haven't been drumming for 15 years and ruined your ears at an early age because of that.
Shots fired.
Yeah, that was why.
All right,
I did stick an eraser in my ear one time that had to be surgically removed because I was trying to pretend like I was talking to Xenon, but that's fine.
You're pretending to talk to Xenon?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was Disney, right?
On the space station?
Yeah. I was like, come in, Xenon.
Your biggest pet peeve?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Probably me putting things off.
Putting things off of what?
Like procrastinating?
Oh! Wow, I said people staring at me, but you're right. Yes.
Oh. If you won the lottery, what would be the first thing that you guys would buy together? So if we won the lottery, what would you buy? I think you would buy us a house in a different state.
A new house in Washington or Oregon.
Oh my God. I would buy this house from them.
Oh my God, I knew you were going to say that.
I was going to say a new house. Is that what you said?
I would totally buy this house from you.
Is that what you said?
House. No!
I thought you said a new house. That was my guess.
Oh, that was your guess? No. I said a piece of land to start my family and friend neighborhood on.
We were going to build a commune. That's kind of what I meant.
Honestly, there's a lot of older people around here, so this would probably be one of the better places to do it. So.
Listen, last time we talked about maybe winning the lottery, we were like, do you just want to buy some land and just like have our own family and friends?
I would honestly grow love our food. That. Like, you guys can have a spot on our land. We'll also buy you a spot in Washington, and we'll come out and visit that spot.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. You better believe it.
I'll read your chart.
Your astrology chart.
You can't come when Mercury's in retrograde.
It's not a good time.
Also, I would just like to say, our manifestation... Manifestation is powerful, people. Be very careful. It is. Be very careful.
That's not a joke.
Corey's face.
No, but it's not a joke.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
We'll talk about it later.
Just because a lot of stuff. Yeah. A lot of stuff is happening. We'll talk about it later. And it's all great things.
Yes.
All good things.
That we manifested.
It just all happened at once.
It's amazing.
Okay, anyway. Last one. If your significant other was a Disney character, who would they be?
Ariel.
No, that's your answer.
Hold on.
He's gonna say Merida.
Yeah.
You're gonna say Merida?
The new one of the brave newer girl. Disney channel. Yeah, the brave girl.
Hold on, Jerry, show what it is.
I think I'm more like Rick and Ralph.
What the fuck does that mean?
I actually don't.
I'm kind of chaotic.
I understand.
I physically don't look like him.
Yeah, that's what I was going off of.
But my energy very much resembles Wreck-It Ralph.
Who do you want?
Who do I want?
Sure.
Who do you want to be?
Kind of.
You just gotta tell me who you think I am.
Who I think you are as far as a Disney character.
Stop it!
I have so many weird thoughts.
I don't like that.
As far as like who she is as a Disney character, like Disney characters are wild, man. What the hell? I have no clue.
Radio silence.
any Disney character.
Is it a guy or a girl?
A girl.
A girl.
I would hope
mine
a girl.
Was a guy.
That's true.
Well, yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I think
it's a girl.
Okay.
Dock a half a point because there's a hint to anyone who's keeping score.
I didn't get the hint, so
it was a girl. That was the hint.
I thought she was humming the song. That was.
Well, I mean, she is. Yeah.
So that's two hints, and yeah. I don't get. Da, 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 da. Oh, Beauty?
No, her name is not Beauty.
But he's got it. He's got it.
Beauty, out of Beauty and the Beast.
What's her name?
Tale as old as time.
What is that?
Trying to make the shape of her name.
That's a vagina. I'm sorry. It's what letter is that?
Oh, bell.
It's a bell.
That is how you catch a football.
No,
it's Belle.
That's how you catch football.
Because I love books. And big hairy men.
Oh! I'm a small hairy man.
You're a long hairy man.
Long hairy man. Thanks, babe.
I got you. Oh.
Right. Well, that's all we have, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, happy Valentine's Day, lovers, 2 days ago, because this comes out on Tuesday, not on Sunday, but whatever. We'll see you guys next week.
We're out. Goodbye.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.